fighting for America.
House Bill 2 will require that public restrooms and locker rooms be gender neutral. With respect to fitness centers and similar entities, that would mean that biological males who identify as women could be showering with your mothers, sisters, wives, and daughters with no advance notice to them.
Fighting for Idaho.
My wife Amy and I want to be proud of living in this state, and right now we're struggling with that. Passing HB 2 would be a great step in showing me that you want me here.
Fighting for you.
We should have faith that the people who know best how to run a business are the people who own and operate it.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I've also learned some LGBTs never use a public restroom because they're fearful of reprisals, but some always use a public restroom, whichever one they want to. One did it yesterday. As I was in the ladies' room when waiting for the next available stall, a man in a dress exited a stall and walked toward me. He was one of the LGBT speakers yesterday morning. As has been noted, this can happen with or without the man wearing female attire. For someone with sexual identity preferences, he can just feel like it inside and doesn't have to specifically show it on the outside. I used to believe a man in a woman's restroom was against the law. Apparently it isn't, for even policeman Chief Mike Masterson said so this morning. It's been going on for years, which means I don't know why we're worried about bathrooms anymore. If our state legislature and our chief of police of Boise aren't concerned about it, but it sure bothers me.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Vice Chairman, and members of the House State Affairs Committee. My name is Mike Masterson. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about the importance of House Bill 2, adding the words as one of my final remarks I make as Boise's police chief. It is fitting that I am here today both as myself and my successor, Chief Bill Bones, feel the discussion around adding the words is at its foundation one of public safety, yours, mine, and every Idahoan's.
And here we are. The vote will happen this morning, could be happening right now. We'll start monitoring the debate going on in the House and whether or not the words will be added. Now, if you were a betting person like the Super Bowl, do you think that this will get out of committee? Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And it's interesting when you hear some of the more pro-add-the-words legislators saying, well, the Boise Chamber of Commerce said it's good. And then you have people from the Chamber, which has done a terrific job of bringing businesses here to the Treasure Valley, but that doesn't mean that they should not be held accountable for their opinions, saying, well, you know, this is going to hurt us when we're talking about bringing businesses here to Idaho. Well, it's against the federal law to discriminate, right? So why do we need the state law? And as I've said before, when you're in an argument, when you're in a debate, what's the biggest piece of ammunition that you can have? Well, it's the issue called specifics that give you credibility. And when people make these accusations, people were denied rent, people were this, that, and the other, and maybe in their minds they were, specifically out people. No, that's the issue. And you had Nicole Lefebvre yesterday going on and on. She's worked on this for 9 years. And unfortunately, I think that the media, you know, with the exception of Miller's Island here, home of the Miller Militia, has not bought into this. We haven't bought into it, but the media has. By saying, you know, they are pulled by the emotional, gripping testimony. And we could go on and into choices and such. I think it comes down to this, what these folks of faith, of elected officials will decide today, whether or not emotionalism trumps traditional Idaho values, whether or not the emotional gripping stories that had nothing to do with this legislation will cause us to revise our laws. By the way, it's interesting, and you can understand the tone and the rhetoric of the reports outside of the Kevin Miller show here, where people, they can't help their bias, say Idaho's conservative legislature. What's wrong with being conservative? What's wrong with saying, I don't want my spouse going into a room and seeing a man? How many of the truck driving, gun toting, law abiding, military loving Idahoans would allow that to go on? I think this young lady by the name of Linda, I believe Linda Brown, who testified, hit the nail on the head. I'm taught by the chief of police that this isn't against the law. We always, you know, the media focus is on the folks who are being discriminated against. Well, isn't that discrimination if you're a woman and a man comes in your bathroom? And here's the deal. Why do I keep going back to this point? Because no one else, not the newspaper, not the TV, not the radio stations, bring this up. And again, when people say, Kevin, what's your views? I'm against it. Kevin, what are your views? I'm not going to give you the popular choice because no one wants to be labeled a social conservative anymore. I'm going to say I'm against it. I'm not going to go, I don't care what you do. But there have to be standards within the United States, do there not? I have people that I work with going, well, hey, man, why can't you marry your sister? Why can't you do this? And people bring up polygamy, the argument that we brought up for 3 years when we're talking about same-sex marriage. There have to be standards. And over 2,000 years of folks can't be right. You know, when they're saying, well, they've done this. We need to change things. So we knew no more than all the other civilizations combined that recognize marriage between a man and a woman. I'm getting away from this. But I think, unfortunately, it's kind of like that Tom Petty song. And, Ray, maybe we need to do a montage on that one. One side will not back down. And I give props to them for their passion, for their belief. I don't give props to them when they rip the state of Idaho. As I've been told, as I live, as people will say, if you don't like it, then there's always Portland. Please don't turn Idaho into Portland. Boise's halfway there. Other news of the day, by the way, we'll take your comments at 580-5436. Be listening this hour for Clint Boyer. When you hear Clint, be caller 10. You'll qualify for that NASCAR trip, courtesy of MCA Nashville and 580 KIDO. You can also do so by joining our All Access Club. And people are nice. People are friendly. People don't want to be called names. And it's funny, I was just hearing a minute ago when they were talking about, hell, those Bible thumpers during the civil rights movement started talking about, that black people didn't have rights. Well, there were a lot of Bible thumpers, white Bible thumpers, that went down to Selma and Birmingham and Montgomery and were beaten and killed because they knew it was wrong. And you take a look at the civil rights leaders today, I don't see them jumping on this movement. We go to Joe Campbell, one of our progressive folks. He's always, I don't want to say an agitator, because he's entitled to his opinion. We may agree or disagree. From Facebook, good old Joe. Hey, Kevin, how about the woman at the hearing who claimed that adding the words would lead to bestiality and necrophilia? If a person is in a committed relationship, wakes up one day and says, hey, I want to do it with our dog, he or she better examine his or her relationship with the dog, and the dog should do the same. Your buddy, pro-life, testified in tears, and he has 31 grandchildren. So what? It does get a little crazy. But on the other hand, when I'm hearing a guy who was mortified because the teacher said, now again, nobody wants to be offensive, nobody wants to do this, but as you're pounding your fist on the dashboard this morning, you're saying to yourself, dude, little boys and little girls play in different lines, but when you have people going, I was a little boy and I wanted to play with the girls and the teacher told me no, and I was traumatized for the rest of my life, sometimes, again, let me apologize in advance, there's the offensive bell, for being offensive. But you got to get over yourself, right? I mean, just the father burning the Barbie dolls, the kids embarrassed of Idaho. Somebody, which is you, has to stand up for the state. And somebody has to give the other side of the story. Right? And you're not going to read it anywhere else. They're not going to tell you the truth. There were more pro than con. Thank goodness Boise doesn't run the state of Idaho. As I said, there are Boise values and there are Idaho values, right? To Gene in Nampa with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Kevin. Glad that you took my call. I just wanted to make you and your audience aware that there is a DVD out there called Rocky Mountain Heist that was put together by some conservatives, and it speaks to the what happened in Colorado and how a certain group of leftists turned the state from red to blue. And the process was very similar to what's going on in Idaho right now. And I believe that probably the same people are behind it. But I do not support AdWords. I listened to a gal the other day testifying, I think it was on your show, that she has friends that are afraid to come to the state of Idaho to visit because of the bigotry. And that's absurd. They're just, of all the states I've been in, and from Mississippi to California, I've never been in a state where there's more tolerance than there is in the state of Idaho. And my response to her would be, well, you can go visit your friends. They don't have to come here if that's their issue. And I think that's a personal issue that they should probably consider seeing a consultant or a psychologist about it, because it's obviously a phobia.
Well, you don't like it, leave it, but the scorched earth policy that these folks are using because the state of Idaho will not go along with their agenda. Mark my words, when this goes down, and you heard it here first, when this goes down today, these folks are going to go crazy. They're not going to say they had a fair hearing, even though they had, what, 3-4 days?
Right.
They're not going to say that the legislators used incredible patience, compassion, and understanding. They're going to burn the house down.
Yeah, but I wish I was as optimistic as you. I don't believe I'm hoping that our leaders are smart enough to understand that the people of Idaho don't want this. Now, I'm kind of wondering if they're not going to bend to the influences of these money folks and do this. And it would really disappoint me if they did. And I think as part of the electorate, we should make it our point to get rid of every one of them that they do. Every one of them that votes for it and lets it in should not be elected to office again. And we have got to start somewhere with these leaders of ours and start getting rid of these folks that don't abide by the will of the people.
So what do you believe will happen today?
I'm sorry?
Gene, what do you think the vote will be today?
Well, I want to think that they won't do this, but I mean, let's be honest. I mean, we have thought that our leaders would act on our will in the past for the last 2 decades, and they haven't. And it's time for us, the silent majority, to stand up and start voting these people out of office. I mean, we're going to lose not only our state, but we're going to lose our nation if people just don't stand up. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you for taking my call, Kevin.
Thank you. Thank you, Gene. 580-5436, taking your calls on the big vote today, number one. And number two, forget the country or the state. I'm talking about the sovereignty of the bathroom, right? The sovereignty of the bathroom. 818, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. Time to get you to work safely and on time. Dave.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
8:24, Kevin Miller in the morning. We have this again from Joe. Says that Chief Masterson, he would investigate any report of harassment or criminal activity in a bathroom, even if the words were added. Well, the problem is we've got reports that men are going into ladies' bathrooms now, and you had a woman report it right there, and nothing happened. Also, 10 cities and towns in Idaho have enacted ordinances which add the words, there have been no bathroom problems. In other words, those against are brewing up irrational bathroom panic. Actually, Joe, it is going on, and apparently the chief didn't hear Linda Brown say it did. By the way, the committee is debating the vote right now. Let's listen in at 580-KIDO.
In his grade school about whether black people were human beings, and he's a good man. And I think that's the conversation we're having again. These are good human beings that deserve the same rights and privileges that everybody else does. I am, as a representative for District 19, living in a densely populated area, we have many churches and many different beliefs. We know that tolerance and inclusion is the way. I am asking, and even if we vote to pass it to the floor, that would at least give it its time for everyone to vote. So even if we decided to pass it today, you wouldn't have to agree with it, you wouldn't have to condone it, but let it get to the floor for everyone to vote and weigh in. I think that's, our state deserves that.
Well, first it's a hearing, now it's the full vote.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
That was Representative Wintrow.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to do an amended substitute motion.
Oh, boy.
I move that House Bill 2 be sent to the floor with no recommendation to allow all House members to vote on this important issue. And may I talk to it?
Sure.
The motion.
Certainly.
That we have heard from 67 to 81% of Idahoans support equal rights for all in employment and housing. I think it would be responsible if we had all House members vote on this important issue. I would like to say thank you to all who did heart-wrenching testimony on both sides of the issue. I appreciate your participation in democracy in the state of Idaho. I would like to also say I've been part of a family that has been in the Idaho area since the time of when Idaho was part of the Oregon Territory and was not even a territory. So I feel like I truly am an Idahoan, and so I submit this amended substitute motion for no recommendation.
Further discussion on the motion. Representative Jordan.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I actually just more have a statement to make.
Lady has the floor.
Thank you. Well, first, I actually do want to thank you, Mr. Chairman, for doing a fine job with committee. I believe that everything has been done with due diligence, and I want to thank everyone for coming here and taking the time out of your lives with patience to be here and share your personal stories with us. It has been a great emotional process for me and for those that I know, even my family back home. When I went home last weekend, I spoke with my grandfather, who is a World War II veteran, started off as a young farmer. And the challenging part was, I know that he's ready to go. He's in his mid-90s, and he said it's about time. So I was having a hard time with that, and I said, well, what are your thoughts about this bill that's coming up? It's going to be very heavy, a lot of heavy hearts. And he says, well, my first remember, excuse me, my first remember thought is my experience as a young man leaving our farm. And, you know, we're of the First Nations. He said, we've gone back for hundreds of years, thousands of years of this land. And he said, but I was taught to always protect the inheritance of this land. And so I went off to World War II, and I fought for this country. Because he said, it wasn't just for America, but it was for our ancestry.
There we go. There we have the debate continuing. If and when the vote happens, we'll hear it here at 580KIDO. We'll continue to take your calls on this matter. And, you know, as you're driving in, you wonder what your elected representatives do. Well, some of us are giving us a history lesson of their time in Idaho, which, hey, I learned something new every day. I didn't know that people had been here for thousands of years. Another one, you know, honoring her grandfather for his service. God bless his service. What does that have to do with the vote today? Your guess is as good as mine. Stay tuned. We're with you. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO. Idaho's first radio station.
And hopefully they'll have the vote before 9 o'clock. We'll go back to the debate over HB 2 in a minute. Pat, good morning. You're on with Kevin Miller, 580KIDO. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Kevin. Haven't talked to you for a long time.
Still toting your gun?
Of course. I have a question, too. I wonder when all of this is going to stop. You know, if you look at it, what about pedophiles? Their names are published, a map is published where they live. They're being discriminated against. How about if you get Meals on Wheels and they bring you chicken and you want steak? How about if you're a senior and somebody in their 20s walks through the door and doesn't bother, it just lets it shut in your face? Aren't we being discriminated against too?
Well, it depends on how you interpret it, yes.
When does all of this stop? You know, I'm so sick and tired of hearing I'm special. I guess we all think we're special.
I think the issue here is whether or not society is ready to do this. And by the way, the false narrative that the proponents of this legislation equate to the civil rights movement is so preposterous. Anyone that has lived it or studied it. You know, civil rights movement certainly was, you know, remember Michael Stam, where everybody says, he's Willie Mays. No, he's not. It is so different, so disingenuous to the memory of the civil rights movement. But you have people that lack the critical thinking skills that want to say that they did something, that they covered it, and it was important. Well,
You know, I was born and raised in southwestern Pennsylvania, and the first time I ever went to Florida, I was walking down the street, and somebody black was walking toward me, and that person stepped off into the curb. That's discrimination.
Yes, you know, I knew there was something.
Discrimination is you can't sit down at a lunch counter with a white person. Discrimination is that you are called all kinds of names, and that's discrimination. That is physical discrimination, and it was very prominent there. Like as you said the other day, there were a lot of white people who went to the South to stand up for the black people who were being discriminated against and were killed for it or badly injured. This is ridiculous. I don't see anything that is any way comparable.
And like I said, I knew there was something about you. I like that sauciness from southwestern PA. Thank you.
Okay. See ya.
All right. Gun-toting Pat with us here. We are taking your calls at 580-5436. 580-KIDO. Let's go back to the hearing and see what our elected officials are debating right now.
The heartbreaking stories about mothers losing their children to suicide because that child was gay or transgender. We've heard heartwarming stories about individuals who did not commit suicide due to the warmth of Idaho public servants, and as a result of that warmth, they committed their lives to positively changing the world around them. We've heard stories that touched our hearts, and our lives will be forever changed from hearing them. As a committee, we would do well to remember these stories as we cast our votes. Fellow committee members, in this committee, I have an equal vote. I have 1/17th of the vote on this panel, and I am treated equally here. And I appreciate that sense of equality. We are a citizen legislature, and in a few months, we will go back to our homes and our local communities. And I work in Boise, and Boise has a non-discrimination ordinance. And there are some protections that are afforded by that to me, some. I live, however, in Garden City. And if I go to a restaurant in Garden City that does not have a non-discrimination ordinance, the possibility does exist that I could be denied service simply
there we
because
go.
I walk in.
Enough of him. The possibility the possibility. Can you believe? And here's where, you know, there are two things that undermine the credibility of their argument at 580-5436. Number one, the bathroom issue that they have not disagreed with, where men can go into women's bathrooms and women can go into men's bathrooms, can happen in Boise. Heck, it happened at the Capitol. You know, and what I love here about this young lady, Linda Brown, is unlike everybody else, she provided proof.
I've also learned some LGBTs never use a public restroom because they're fearful of reprisals, but some always use a public restroom, whichever one they want to. One did it yesterday. As I was in the ladies' room when waiting for the next available stall, a man in a dress exited a stall and walked toward me.
Hey now.
He was one of the LGBT speakers yesterday morning. As has been noted, this can happen with or without the man wearing female attire. For someone with sexual identity preferences, he can just feel like it inside and doesn't have to specifically show it on the outside. I used to believe a man in a woman's restroom was against the law. Apparently it isn't, for even policeman Chief Mike Masterson said so this morning. It's been going on for years, which means I don't know why we're worried about bathrooms anymore. If our state legislature and our chief of police of Boise aren't concerned about it, but it sure bothers me.
TPB at 580KIDO. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Once again, great show. Waiting for the decision like you. I think back to the hearings we had on the health care exchange.
Oh, boy.
And I fear that it reminds me of those hearings, what we have going on today. And I fear the same results, where the legislators that we elected to office don't adhere to the will of the people and instead fail the people in favor of the lobbyists and the progressive left. You know, this law is not necessary in Idaho, and the effect it will have on business, not to mention the general public, will be gut-wrenching when the first case hits the courtroom. And it will, mark my words. You know, I've been listening to these hearings for the past 3 days, and I've heard a lot of emotional testimony from the pro side of this, but I still have not heard a solid, cogent argument for the passage of this bill. You know, I think Gene hit the nail on the head. If our legislators vote in favor of bringing this bill to the floor for a vote, it's probably time for the people of Idaho to reevaluate their choices that they made last November and vote these people out of office in the next election, because that's the only way we are actually going to get some change and get these legislators to start listening to the people of Idaho.
How do you think the vote's going to play out today?
I don't want to say, because I don't want to jinx it. I'm hoping that there is enough, or there are enough legislators on that panel that have the common sense to vote against it. And I'm just praying that it does go that way and we don't have to deal with another encroaching law on our liberties. I don't want to see that happen. And, you know, there's nothing you can do. Once the vote is done, the vote is done. It's going to go to the floor. And I've told you what I thought about the people that we have in the legislature. We have 70 members of the House. 28 of those are really true conservatives. We have 35 members in the Senate, and only 9 of those are true conservatives. So that's why I worry about how this vote is going to go. We've been moving towards the left in our legislature for the last 6 to 8 years. And if it doesn't change soon, we will become another San Francisco at some point in time.
I'll forward you the stuff from the Laramie Chamber of Commerce.
I appreciate that very much. I hope there's something we can do out there. But it seems to be a little bit more of a sensible state. We've been seeing this movement happen here for a long time, and as you said many times, the bastion of this progressive left has been down in the Boise area, but it's also been in other major cities. They tend to gravitate to the more populated areas. And I don't know why that is, but I saw that in New York, I saw it in Chicago, I saw it in San Francisco, and I've worked in all of these places, even in Colorado and Denver. They find a place where they're comfortable, and then they change the rules to what they want them to be. And they do not stop. They will continue fighting for this. If they've been here for 9 years, they're going to continue doing this until they get something passed that's favorable for them. And I'm just hoping it doesn't happen. And that's why we need to hold our legislators' feet to the fire this time.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
JC in Garden City at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Kevin. It's okay. It's fine. I just wanted to tell you I'm a former native Californian, four generations, lived in the Bay Area all my life, moved to Idaho, and got hit with the same thing. And the reason I moved out of California was when our votes got changed three times by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal. And if people really think there is a sense of the fact that we have fairness here, I don't mean to sound so cynical, so fed up, but what I heard yesterday, and I was glad that you did have it over the radio, but I heard nothing but a pity party. And I don't mean it in a mean way. I just mean the over-emotionalism, the acting, the poor me. And I'm thinking, no wonder this country is ripe for takeover. We are worried about ourselves so much, we're not even thinking about the whole picture of what America stands for. Because one small group of people have moved so much in the last 25, 30 years. And I really think there's a word for this. It's casualness. And we have been so casual that this casualness has led to casualty. And it does lead to more serious things, from pedophilia to bestiality to other things. I don't think we've seen the tip of the iceberg yet, but I've got to say it was pretty hard listening to some of this stuff. And I don't hate anyone on this. I hate the fact of the actions that they're allowed to do with their own thinking that seems very off the wall. So all I can say is thank you for your program. I'm not sure I'm going to stay in Idaho after this.
We're all going to Wyoming, so yeah. You're welcome to join us.
Okay.
And God bless you for that Prop 8. What a travesty that was.
Oh, yeah. And it's sad when your vote's taken away from you, because there were 61% of the people of California not too long ago that voted against gay marriage, that voted one man, one woman for marriage. And the same thing with immigration, and I can't remember the other one. I think it might have been on a tax thing. But there doesn't seem to be any, government by the people and for the people. It just seems to be the other way around. So thank you very much for your program.
Take care, JC.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jason in Star with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I just wanted to get your thoughts on something. I don't mean to sound, insensitive here with people that that have, gender identity issues, but like you were talking about that person reading earlier, that statement of that man going into the woman's restroom, even though that happens and people don't show that on the outside, whether
sure.
they're a male or a female, right?
Right.
So what about race? Okay, what if I just wake up one morning and I feel like a black man that day? And I say, oh, that's just because I was born a white male. That's not who I am. Right, so now am I all of a sudden eligible for affirmative action programs and things of that sort?
If you go by the logic of these folks, yes.
Right.
Because there's no difference between race and sexual behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just whatever we're feeling. So we're just getting away from the truth. I mean, everything is just so ambiguous now. There's we got to start looking at the other laws and that sort of thing. If people can just be what they feel like being that day. So yeah, I just kind of want to get your thoughts, and maybe another caller can call in and explain why I'm off base there, why they're not the same thing. So
great point.
Put me on, Kevin.
Thank you, Jason.
Have a good one.
You too. Patriot Ray with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. That's a sad day for Idaho if they go ahead and pass this to the House and the full Senate. I mean, it's crazy. I came from California years ago. It's been 27 years. And I came to Idaho because they were friendly to everybody, kind to everybody. You could leave your doors unlocked back then. The crime has increased now. And I think they're bringing it upon themselves by pushing the agenda so hard. And those people who are going to be angry because of it will fight back. And I have no hate for anybody. Liberal Steve, I'm sorry, Liberal Steve, you're dead wrong. The Christians are not hating. They love everybody. They just don't like the lifestyle. They don't agree with the lifestyle. So I've never said that I hate anybody when I've been on your radio. You know my feelings. I think everybody is equal and fair, but, you know, this is pushing it too far to where they can do anything they want. And you take the rights of one person away and give it to somebody else or make special rights for anybody else, you're degrading the whole society. So have a great day. Keep fired up, Kevin.
Thank you, Patriot Ray. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
8:52, Kevin Miller in the morning. Time for traffic.
Good morning. Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
The debate continues. We'll keep the coverage rolling at 580 KIDO. Terry in State College, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. You know, I just wanted to call and say thank you. You fight such a good fight. You know, you defend morality. You defend common sense. You know, when I look around and I see this, you know, right here in our backyard taking place, it just astounds me. I have a question because I was really puzzled with this Chief Masterson from Boise taking the stand. You know, and this is not a derogatory question. Is he gay? I mean, does he like men or something? I mean, I don't know why he would go forward.
No, and I don't know anything about that. And let me just say, I think that he, to his credit, we disagree with him. He passionately believes in his beliefs.
He does, huh?
Yeah, I believe that those are legitimate beliefs, and he believes that this legislation will work. I'd never question his integrity. I would question him commenting. I got to run, Terry. Thank you.
You have a good day. Thanks, Kevin.
All right, pro-life.
They've offered a bill wiping out the 11 counties and cities that have had the...
Fair enough. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith.